From Washington, this is VOA News. New fighting reported in eastern Ukraine. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Fresh fighting between Ukraine's military and Russian-backed separatists left at least five dead and wounded more than a dozen in the region of Donetsk. Fighting has raged in the self-declared separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk since peace talks in Belarus between the government and separatists collapsed Saturday. In Washington, the Obama administration Monday acknowledged it's not made a decision whether to provide Ukraine with lethal military assistance. Jen Psaki is a U.S. spokesperson.
We are constantly assessing our policies on Ukraine to ensure they are responsive, appropriated, and calibrated to achieve our objectives.
She said the focus remains on finding a diplomatic solution to the crisis. Monday, a pro-Russian separatist leader announced a general mobilization with the aim of bolstering separatist armed forces to as many as 100,000 fighters. A suicide bomber blew herself up Monday outside a stadium in the northern Nigerian town Gombe, moments after President Goodluck Jonathan held a campaign rally there. Nearly 20 others were wounded. A Gombe police spokesman, Fouadje Atajiri, doubts Mr. Jonathan was the intended target.
How could the president be the target when the president had left quite a long time before the explosion? And at least it wasn't near to the point of the explosion. It is more than 1.5 kilometers away from where the president carried out his rally. Therefore, the convoy crew have been the target.
On Sunday, a suicide attack in Gombe killed at least five other people and wounded several others. Violence has plagued the campaign season leading up to the country's February 14th election. The Nigerian military is claiming progress against the Islamist insurgency Boko Haram, retaking several towns. This is VOA News. Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta says he was relieved to be freed from an Egyptian prison, but said he feels incredible angst about leaving two colleagues behind.
I know that there is Mohammed Fahmy and Baha Mohammed and the seven other people that were convicted alongside us in absentia and four others that had nothing to do with our case who are serving prison sentences. And so amidst all of this relief, I still feel a sense of concern, a real sense of worry, because if it's appropriate for me, if it's right for me to be free, then it's right for all of them to be free.
Gresta spoke during an interview on Cyprus Monday with his employer. Egypt deported him Sunday after more than a year's imprisonment following his conviction for allegedly aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Al Jazeera Egyptian-Canadian colleague Mohammed Fahmy could be deported within days. No word on the fate of Egyptian Bahar Mohammed, who's serving a 10-year sentence. A large-scale trial of two potentially Ebola vaccines is underway in Liberia, part of a global effort to prevent a repeat of the epidemic that took thousands of lives in West Africa. It involves some 600 volunteers. Liberian health official Dr. Frederick Ketty says this is a chance to make history.
A small country that would have been completely wiped out because of Ebola now is turning the reverse to saving the entire world. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what could happen?
The trial is a collaboration between the United States and Liberia. The study involves two vaccines that contain harmless fragments of the deadly virus that trigger an immune response. An agreement signed by South Sudan's warring faction Sunday calls for a final peace agreement by early March and creation of a transitional national government by July. The text released Monday said the warring parties will recommit to a cessation of hostilities signed a year ago January, while negotiations will resume later this month to work out the final peace agreement. The government and rebels had previously signed at least three peace agreements, which all had been broken. More than a year of fighting in South Sudan has left more than 10,000 dead and driven about 1.5 million from their homes. Tunisia's prime minister-designate presented a new coalition government Monday to include more parties. Habib Assid has included secularists, Islamists, and smaller parties after lawmakers rejected his first proposed cabinet. The new government is tasked with implementing economic reforms demanded by international lenders and a continuous campaign against Islamist militants. The United States has imposed new visa restrictions on Venezuelan officials and their families who the United States says are involved with human rights abuses or corruption. President Nicolas Maduro sharply criticized the restrictions on Monday, saying they are an attempt to violate Venezuela's sovereignty. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.